Lord our God, Redeemer and Reconciler, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. Thank you for letting me share a word with you this morning. I have travelled from the border country, but I've been in Canberra now for 2.5 years, and I know that I only need my passport when I go south of the lake. We've had a couple of very familiar readings this morning. We had a very long reading from the Old Testament, which Francis, you did very well. Very long reading. And a very familiar reading from the Gospels. But what I'm going to speak to you about this morning is perhaps the more unfamiliar reading from Paul. And specifically, I'm going to speak to you about the last 3 verses of that passage. And those verses go thus. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also. What is happening in these 3 verses? It all seems fairly benign when we compare it to someone having their head cut off or Jesus calming a storm. But what Paul speaks to in this instance is profoundly important for how we live in our relationship with others. You see, relationship is fundamental to our very existence. We live in a perpetual state of relationship, whether it be living in relation to either people or things. For example, at this very instant in time, I am living in relation to this pulpit. I am living in relation to the walls of this building, and I am living in relation to the floor that I stand on. But more importantly, I am standing in relation to all of you, people. It could be said that you are sitting in relation to me. As the Jewish philosopher Martin Buber wrote, all actual life is encounter. That is, all of our life involves relationship. It's easy to discount the biblical patterns of relationship, but I know that as I grow in my journey with Jesus, I am coming to see that relationship is mostly what the Bible is about. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, it's taken Chris 2.5 years at St. Mark's to figure this out. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has taken some time to grasp this simple yet fundamental truth. That is, that God values relationship. The whole Christ event is about the restoration of relationship. Paul speaks to this earlier in his second letter to the Corinthians. In chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, he says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. What, we may ask, is the result of such reconciliation? I suggest to you that the result of reconciliation is the restoration or re-establishment of relationship. Paul makes it clear that God reconciled us to himself through Christ. And from this, we may infer that restoration of relationship is of paramount importance in God's divine plan. If, then, the restoration of relationship is of such importance to God, then we, as disciples of Jesus, must do our utmost when it comes to our own relationships. Paul says as much when he says that as followers of Christ, we have been entrusted with the message of reconciliation. Restoration of relationship is our responsibility. What do I mean by this? I mean that the manner in which we conduct our relationships, that is, all of our relationships, matters. In our reading today, Paul accuses the Corinthians of restricting their affections. They are holding back. They are not entering into the relationship openly. It displays an inherent lack of trust, or faith, if you prefer, in Paul. When one does not enter into a relational encounter openly and trustingly, says Buber, the relationship is not genuine. And if a relationship with another person is not genuine, then it is closer in resemblance to the relationship that we have with objects in the world around us, like this pulpit, these walls, and this floor. I cannot judge the Corinthians for how they engaged with Paul. Committing ourselves to genuine relationship is, in my mind, one of the most difficult and frightening things that we can undertake. So often, our own perceived needs and desires are prioritized, and more significantly, opening ourselves to others necessarily makes us vulnerable. For those of us who have been wounded by others, such vulnerability is frightening, and you may perhaps even consider it as a romantic ideal. We must not forget, however, that God made himself vulnerable in Jesus, a vulnerability that ultimately led to his murder upon the cross, a vulnerability that appeared so incongruent with this world. And yet the resurrection of Jesus says something altogether different. It tells us that the manner in which Jesus engaged with the world is the manner in which God desires for us to engage with each other. So how do we live out this imperative of Paul to open our hearts wide? We begin by being honest and open with ourselves and with each other. We recognize that people are human beings, not objects. We recognize that people may at times exhibit behaviors that we may find either difficult to understand or difficult to tolerate. But we recognize that these are behaviors, not the person themselves. We don't tune out and live our lives on autopilot. Rather, we tune in and we engage fully and completely with those we meet. We ensure that we are present with them, engaging in the dynamic interplay of the interhuman moment. It is easy for me to dole out such advice to you all, especially in a world that we all know is beset with problems. And yet, it is precisely because we live in a world beset with problems that this is so important. When we live in genuine relationship with others, opening our hearts, we participate with God in the creation. We participate with God in bringing about the kingdom in the here and the now. There is no time to lose. Start now. Start this morning at the greeting of the peace. Start at morning tea. You might not think you can, but you can and you will make a difference in the world if you engage with others genuinely. And we know this because we know that this is how we are meant to live with each other.